Well, you've been valuing it too little to understand its magnitude. I've been valuing it too little to understand how big it is. I've been valuing you too little to see how big you are. So if you value me little, how could you possibly see how great I am? I've been trying to see how great people are who I value little. So I walk into a room and go, oh, I want you to see how great I am. How in the heck are you all gonna see how great I am if you value me little? You'll never see how great you are with someone who values you little.
There's no way.
There's no way. And there's no way you could see how great I am unless you were valuing yourself a lot. So I get so excited when you all acknowledge me in some kind of way, not because my ego is like being fed. It's because it's an example of the fact that you're waking up to your greatness, because the more you wake up to your greatness, the more you wake up to want to support mine.
Yeah.
And I wake up to want to support you. That's how you can tell.
Yeah.
If we're learning that we're one, and you're afraid to acknowledge or appreciate me, then that's a lie. You don't think we're one. Because if you thought we were one, you would be glad to acknowledge me. You think I'm somebody else that you don't want to feed their ego, or don't agree with, or don't value. There are no private thoughts.
I know.
There are no private thoughts to people who can see. You can't hide from somebody more aware than you.
Say that one more.
You cannot hide from someone more aware than you. That's why people tend to form relationships with people on a less aware level of consciousness than they are. You ever notice that?
Wow.
Yeah, just check out people who say they're so into enlightenment and spirituality, and check out their partners and their friends. They usually say they're not able to kind of get this or relate to this. But why am I surrounded by people that I can't reveal myself to? You see what I'm saying? Because it's a part of me that wants to be one up. Yeah, because my feeling of security comes from being with someone who seems to know less than me, because then they can't fool me. But if I'm with someone who's more loving than me, then I get kind of scared, because I don't know how to do that.
Yes.
And I don't know how to pull that off. So they're coming from a place that I don't understand. What a person doesn't realize is that the person who's giving you a love that you can't understand is obviously the person who's really the safest for you to be with, because they appear to know more than you, but they're only giving you value. But when it's all about you trying to give it to somebody who can't give it to you, and don't even want to give it to you, and think you're freaking crazy for coming here in the first place, it's hard to really grow into a greater awareness of accepting your greatness.
Mm-hmm.
When you're battling it for every little iota of a good thought about yourself. But the payoff is, I think I have more control over this person because I think I'm more aware than they are. We're talking about ego, Holy Spirit. I'm not talking about you. Okay.
We knew that.
You know that, didn't you? So the Course says, now look, check this out. It says, love is not little, and love dwells in you. For you are host to God. You are host to love. So if the word love doesn't exactly float your boat, let's say it this way. Truth is not little. Truth lives in you, and you are host to it. Okay. Do you want to let go of your poor appreciation of yourself?
Yes.
Okay, do you know what poor appreciation of yourself is? From a Course perspective, it's all the little offerings that you keep giving yourself. My poor appreciation of myself is reflected in the things I give myself. my poor appreciation of myself is reflected in the life that I am now living. And if I'm walking around dissatisfied with my life, that which is poor appreciation of myself, that's me being upset with all the little offerings that I give. My relationship is my little offering to myself. My bank account is my little offering to myself. My job is my little offering to myself. My car is my little offering to myself. My spiritual awareness is my little offering to myself. My education is my little offering to myself. See, your life is full of offerings to yourself. Now, some people, what I'm saying is depressing. Especially if they have little offerings and they have things that they're not satisfied with, but you should be jumping and shouting for joy. You should be so happy that you're hearing that there's a way out. Yeah, you're experiencing your poor appreciation of yourself, but before the greatness that lives in you, the poor appreciation of yourself and all the little offerings that you give slip into nothingness. Before the greatness that lives in you, the poor appreciation of yourself and the little offerings that you give yourself are going to disappear. The more you realize the greatness in you, the poor appreciation of you and the little offerings that you give yourself are going to slip into nothing. Before the greatness in you, the little offerings that you give to yourself, which reflects a poor appreciation of yourself, are going to disappear into nothing. And in case you think this is irrelevant to you, your little offering to yourself is in whatever area of your life that you're not feeling peace about right now. That is what you should be applying this Course in Miracles lesson to, rather than telling yourself, if you're telling yourself, you don't have that problem. No, be more honest with yourself than that. There is some area of your life that you wish were different. I don't care how happy you are about some of the other areas in your life. And wherever area that is, that's your little offering to yourself. That's your poor appreciation of yourself in that area. But before the greatness that lives in you, the poor appreciation of yourself that's coming through the little offerings that you give yourself are going to slip into nothingness. Okay, that was paragraph 8. So who can tell me one point that they saw in that paragraph so that they can remember it?
The little things I offer myself will disappear.
The little things that you offer yourself are going to disappear before what? Before the greatness. Before the greatness that lives in you. The poor appreciation of yourself, which is reflected through anything that causes you fear and pain, is going to disappear. So here I am wondering how I can get rid of the things that's making me feel unhappy. How can I get rid of the things that are making me feel unhappy? How can I have the happiness that God wants for me? How can I have the kind of life I want to have? How can I do it? How can I do it? Before the greatness that lives in you, your poor appreciation of yourself and all the little offerings you give slip into nothingness. So this problem will disappear before the greatness that lives in me. So let me get this straight. If I have a problem that I want to get rid of, let go of once and for all, that means I'm in an appreciate myself deficit. Which takes the form of the job problem, the health problem, the financial problem, the emotional problem, the relationship problem, but that's just a form that the basic thought of me not appreciating myself has taken.
Yes.
Wow. Now my ego is going to say, find out what medicine you need for this physical illness.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit in you is going to say, what you need to do is join with somebody who is going to support you in appreciating yourself.
Yes.
That is how you get rid of that problem. Everybody's tried to get rid of it by going to the doctor. Now, once you've decided to get the appreciation that you deserve, miraculously, if you choose to go to the doctor, it will work. You go, oh my God, I took the same medicine the person took who didn't get healed at all. Why did I get healed? Well, right now, you decided to appreciate yourself.
Yeah.
Does that mean the other person isn't appreciating themselves? Well, that depends on one thing. If they're sick and unhappy about it, then they're not appreciating themselves. If they're sick and at peace about it, they're appreciating themselves. they can't walk and they're peaceful about it, they're appreciating themselves. If they can't walk and they're really angry about it, they're not appreciating themselves. So you can't judge just by